I'm RB Sensei, and I'm back again to critique some more ridiculous dating nonsense. Let's get it.
Allowances of what I have been this year, because with dating, because I've been too nice, and I guess I've been too, glass half full. And no, I'm fed up with it. I'm fed up because I'm too nice. I'm too giving people second and third and ninth chances, and that is stupid. So I printed out my list of my dating rules for 2026. And if you would like this list, let me know and I will send it to you.
That's going to be a no from me there, champ.
If you ask for my Snapchat, bye. No, absolutely not. If you ask for my Instagram before my phone number, bye. That happened numerous times this year. And I was like, oh my God, they're trying to... No, slow burn is fine, but slow effort is not. I don't want a pen pal. If you don't want to plan a date within a week of talking to me, bye-bye. I'm not wasting my time. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not being your buddy when you want a conversation. I'm... No, no. Bye. If you try and act nonchalant with me, bye-bye. See you soon. Bye-bye. Honesty all times, or don't bother. Don't. Just leave me alone. Just leave me alone. If you're not going to be honest with me, just leave me alone. Leave me alone.
They don't know how to make plans. They don't know how to be good communicators. They don't know what they want. And they act like children.
I mean, clearly she's nuts. I mean, not only is she sitting in her car making a TikTok video like all the other female losers, she's doing it in the dark, which makes her a creepy loser to boot. You cannot make this up.
Worst date ever. We went to a museum, but he didn't enjoy it. So after 5 minutes, we just left and he didn't really talk to me. So I was like, maybe he doesn't like me. But then he suggested to have dinner. So I was like, okay, let's have dinner. We went to the dinner place, and then after dinner, where I made friendly conversation to entertain the sir, he asked to pay Dutch. And I was like, no, I don't do that. I don't go Dutch.
Wait a minute. Who are you?
And then he was like, but you're from Switzerland, you're rich. And then I was like, no, I have my own startup. I don't have any money. I spend all my money on my startup.
I need that money. I need this.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you. I'm sure on your Instagram page, you talk all about how you're a boss babe and you don't need a man and you got your own money. You pay your own bills. But now you're broke because all your money is in your startup. But I bet you take in all the clout that comes with being able to say you're a business owner, but really you're broke as fuck. Got a sneaky suspicion that this is the situation that a lot of these boss babes are in. And all that shit you're seeing, it's on credit cards.
I still think my ex is everything that I want in a partner, and honestly more. And for the girlies who feel the same way about their ex, and maybe where their ex didn't do anything directly hurtful or harmful in the relationship or breakup, like, this can be a really difficult emotion or feeling to sit with because it feels like such a loss, right? Like they were everything that I want. And you really believe like this is your person. But as I think about it more and I'm facing the reality is that I think this is an incomplete truth.
Here comes the bimbo psycho babble to justify why she left the good man to go back to the streets. Yeah, he was everything she wanted on paper. But she wasn't genuinely attracted to him because he was too much of a nice guy and a good guy and did everything right. And the only thing she could think about is all the bad boys who blew her back out and didn't call her back. Now that's alpha shit. That's the alpha energy she's looking for.
You don't know that.
Yes, my ex is everything that I want, but he showed me that he is not what I need. And maybe you can fill in the spaces here in your relationship experience, but I know now that I need a partner who is emotionally consistent, has capacity, has the ability to show up when times are hard, not avoid or shut down, ask me to move out of the apartment whenever their emotions are uncomfortable.
This is why you just don't believe woes when they talk about what happened in a relationship. Ain't no telling what happened in that relationship. And if he wanted you to move out, it was because you did some dirtbag shit. We all know you're lying, ma'am. Do you really think we this stupid? This is insulting to our intelligence.
Like, no matter how much I cared or loved my ex, he could not meet my needs. And maybe that's not your experience, but, and I do want to say something that I think matters, but I don't want to offend anybody. But just because your ex, like, broke up with you or chooses not to be with you does not make them a villain. But it does show you the information that they lack the capacity to meet your relationship needs.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
This is why I feel like dating as a single mom is harder than dating as a regular 24-year-old, okay? And this is why I'm going to tell you. Aside from the kids, I think that the hardest thing about dating as a single mom is that when you're dating someone, you're competing with other 24-year-olds who have not have children. They do not have stretch marks.
Yes, duh.
They have perfect little tight little abs, and I'm over here with, you know, my diastasis recti.
First of all, you're throwing too many big words at me, okay? Now, because I don't understand them, I'm going to take them as disrespect. Watch your mouth.
I've lost a lot of weight, but it's not, like, super firm. It's, like, jiggly, okay? Right? And then, on top of that, after you're done breastfeeding, do you know what your tits look like? Have you seen breastfeeding? Mine look like tube socks with a tennis ball.
Oh! Ew!
Dude!
What the fuck?
At 24 years old, dating, I'm competing with girls who have firm C cups. I have a saggy B. At best.
There's something seriously wrong with you.
So shallow, all they can think about is looks and body. You notice she didn't say anything about character, integrity, good personality, sense of humor. They always go to body and looks because they're the most shallow, superficial people in the world. And they try to project that, saying that the bros are. Most young men are locked out of the dating market, so they'll take whatever they can get. She's still decent looking, but she don't care about the 80% of guys still in her inbox. She want to compete for the top 5 and 10%ers. It's not going to happen, hun. That 24-year-old young man that works at Trader Joe's who's a little socially awkward, yeah, lock that down. Trust me. It's going to be the best you can get.
Men don't want to date single mothers.
Your standards are way too high and need to be readjusted.
And you're just not worth dating as a single mom.
If you're a single mom, I am so sure you have heard at least one of these.
Or better yet,
someone's dusty son has said this to you.
I know in my case, anytime one of my videos hits the boy side of the internet, I can pretty much expect any of these comments.
There's so much pressure from society already on single moms.
And dating is no exception.
It's as if our only focus should be our children and nothing else, while dads get to do whatever they want with their time
and receive no judgment.
Not only that, but there's so many guys who don't understand we're not dating for the money that they don't have or because we want them to take care of our children.
So if you're a single mom, girl, keep your standards high.
I could actually argue that you should keep them even higher than someone without children.
You are deserving of a healthy relationship you can role model to your kids.
Keeping your standards high will also be beneficial in creating the environment you want for your kids and for yourself instead of, you know, falling right back into familiar patterns.
I can promise you,
a man out there will not only accept you and your kids, but he will pour into you the way no one else has.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.